Board of Supervisors back to session.
There we go.
Let's get it done.
Yeah. And then just letting you know, my colleagues.
Are hungry, by the way.
And just let my colleagues know the approach I'm taking. One is, I know we were leering on the $90, so I wanted to make sure we were fine on the other charges, and then nail down what we would want the tonnage fee to be. So, taking off the easy lower hanging fruit, are my colleagues fine with the other increases? Or any objections or one item they'd like to have changed? I'm not hearing any. Okay, so for the overall tonnage, Ms. Kimmel, I know you offered the price of 80 or 85 as options, and Pelletier was somewhat receptive in the sense that we were increasing other things to help out as a learning curve for everybody. What are my colleagues hoping for in regards to tonnage? 75 and keep it there, or is it an incremental increase to another dollar figure?
Well, I don't know that I have that. I have one of two alternatives in front of me, I believe.
Oh, at first reading, we get to change things. So if you want 77 or 79 or 82, second reading. Because we'll be changing the I'm stepping in for county council here, but. We can make substantive changes in the first reading, but the second reading you can't, because that way people have 30 days to look at that and see what it is. Mr. Kiernan, I'm not county council. Absolutely correct me for where I'm wrong.
I agree. I would just caution, let's not go crazy with drafting here, but if there are minor changes, we can do that. And it sounds like you're talking about potentially making changes to the newer ordinance, which currently reads that we're talking about $75 a ton.
Yeah.
Okay.
Am I correct in my interpretation, Mr. King?
Well, yes, you're absolutely
cool.
Correct.
Yeah. Wow. And, you know, Mr. King, that was a little humor. We don't just have two options, which is a nice thing. We can adjust a little bit here. Are my colleagues fine with 75, or do they want another dollar figure?
I would like to see 80.
Supervisor Organ would like to see 80?
I'd like to see 75 because the 80 would be a surprise to my businesses.
Okay. You like to see, okay.
And I like to see transparency and not us jimmying things on the fly. So that our equipment in front of the public.
The 75 is what the tonnage is going to be as of October 1st. So
no matter what. So they knew it was coming.
So they know that, yes, they know that the 75 is coming.
Right.
They should already have adjusted for that.
Okay. I was speaking for the 80.
I'm sorry.
I was speaking for the 80
proposal. Okay.
And where I would be comfortable for the second reading is the word would get out, you know, between the first and second readings before it would be confirmed.
Sure. And I was asked by all of the haulers that I talked to, whatever, because some of them weren't going to be able to be here due to other obligations, to let them know whatever it was approved or not approved, just touch base with them on whatever recommended motion is going to happen.
The question I had, if it is 80, did they give you any dollar figure amount? Of course, they want as low as possible, anybody would, but did they give you any dollar figure targets?
No.
No, okay. Just increase for everything else to try to settle it out.
Yes.
Right. I noticed on one of the worksheets, too, it also had the fees for different areas. I think Weaverville was $210.
That was what the Pelletiers presented to us to show what the other surrounding areas are charging.
And Reading was $80 with a 30-mile haul. And then the others were approximately here.
Yeah, so they said Black Butte, it's around 210 miles to go up to Dry Creek there and back. Oberlin was 140. Reading, of course, just goes to like Anderson, I believe, and it's only a 30-mile haul. Fernie is 110, Weaverville's 110, and it also shows what they charge us tonnage and how far they have to drive.
pardon me, but I'm just not impressed with those comparisons because that's, I deal with that all the time, selling logs. Depends on your location, what price you get for it.
Well, it's like Tom Cruise is the example. Bernie was so expensive, they bring it to Mount Shasta because it's cheaper.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, that was interesting. Yeah.
But my point is you can't pick up comparison for different fixed locations and say, see, we're cheaper. It's a lot more of a difference.
And then, Supervisor, were you considering a motion at on her ordinance, Ms. Kimball's presentation to us, draft ordinance, and then all those increases, and then 75 to 80, 75 would be struck out, and 80 would be included there for the waste per ton?
I would make that motion. I just want to make sure that our timing is such that we're not going to do this too quickly to hinder.
Better than 90.
Well, yeah.
Better than 90.
I just want to make sure our timing is good so that we don't get too far ahead of ourselves by the first of the year. I just want to make sure that.
It sounds like it's not going to, just with your procedures, it's not going to happen until, what, November 1st? Or
no, mid-November at the earliest.
Yeah.
Yes. If the
so
second.
So we can raise the outlying areas.
Can
you
work with that?
So we're not completely eating
that,
everything.
You can come up, you're fine. You can come up and say Supervisor Cobbs, if you may listen to the recording and
okay. Hear
that. So we're going to throw the question at you again.
Go ahead. As far as 80,
yeah,
instead of 90, being that now it's not going to happen on the 1st, because that's what I was thinking when I first heard about this, because I was not at the last, because
yeah,
I didn't know about it.
Yeah. You're running your business.
Yes, we are very busy right now. We were on fires all summer. It's been really crazy. So if it doesn't get passed until November, at least we have some chance to break into, we aren't going to be able to break into those contracts yet, but we can at least do the ones that we're not under contract for. So hopefully we won't completely bleed cash for the next 3 months. That's what I was concerned about, because we're operating on a much thinner margin this year than we have been for a very long time because of the inflation. We raised last year for inflation that we thought was just temporarily spiking. It was only like 5%,
yeah,
and now it's again 9% more now than it was last year, plus all the fuel costs. Insurance is going, I got a notification, it's probably going to be going up more than 25%. And every cost that we have has gone up tremendously. It's pretty crazy right now. And but at least we'll be able to get those people raised and then get the other ones raised and not have to be like worrying about how we're going to make payroll or anything. It's tax vouchers and whatnot.
So if we start the process today,
mm-hmm,
then I just want to take that into consideration.
Yes,
the timing.
I'm a little more comfortable now.
Okay.
And I feel very heard that you are considering the fact that he's losing money, but it's not just only the tonnage.
Right.
It's all the things he's having to do at his sites,
right,
that are bleeding cash on him. So it's not, I know that it's the easiest way to balance his budget, but I don't think it's quite fair,
right,
to only put it on the tonnage. It is easiest, but it's not, to me, it doesn't seem fair. So.
Ms. Holder, I just have one question on the motion for Mr. Kiernan. If we do increase it to 80, if we do vote for it, it passes to 80, in October of 2023, does it go from 80 to 82 automatically?
I think there's going to be a new contract.
That's correct.
It's going to be a new contract.
That's correct.
We're correct.
Okay.
It would go to $82.
Yeah.
In November.
November. I'm wrong on the date. Okay, November. Okay.
Right.
No, he's rewriting the ordinance to say as to take effect as of the you guys approving it, like as a adopting right now. So with you guys approving it and moving it to the second, and then to November, this ordinance then will take place November of each year for the $2 a ton.
Okay, I just see the new base. I hate to get an 80, and then 10 years from now, the board at the time going, wait a minute, we didn't adjust.
When is that? Isn't there, I was just hearing there's an RFP. Isn't the whole contract being renegotiated?
Is you know, for explanation of that, I would defer to Ms. Kimball or Ms.
Because $2 isn't enough per year for that man to continue. Yeah.
So I'll defer to Ms. Davis.
Angela Davis, County Administrator. We're just speaking as to real-time data right now, what we know for fact, what we have right now, and when we pass or adopt this ordinance, what will be in place pursuant to this ordinance. That, of course, does not prohibit, depending upon negotiations with RFP responders, of maybe having modifications or changes. But right now, this is what we're looking at. So we can't speak to a guesstimate or a crystal ball as to what that's going to look like. So
I guess it'd be fair to say there's parallel paths at this point.
Correct. And so we want to be just as factual as possible what we have today. So that's what's pertaining to this ordinance.
When the new RFP comes up, hopefully there's a larger increase per year so that you don't have to do a huge increase every 4 or 5 years like this.
I think something should be considered.
Through the chair?
Yes.
Just a couple things. One, I want to clarify the increase, the yearly increase is $2, not $3. It is quite right that we've made clear that the increase goes into effect 1 year after the effective date of any increase for ordinance, which would be approximately mid-November. Then finally, because this is an ordinance and we've got to be very exact, we can't just adopt things in concept, they have to be precise. I just for the record wanted to make clear that the motion is that every place where $75 a ton is set forth, that is instead $80 a ton. So that would be in the section about that mentions compact waste, commercial compacted waste, commercial compacted waste, asphalt roof materials, glass broken plates, gypsum, crushed / solid, plywood, roofing / shingle bundle, sheetrock, treated wood,
bark,
and that appears,
bark, hay, manure, and grass clippings.
Okay, and then finally, since this is the version which makes reference to tire sizes or disposable tires, the typo would be something we need to deal with, so that where it says truck 7.5 to 24.5, the 7.5 should be 7.50. For $7.50. So is that part of your motion, Supervisor Ogren, that typo will be corrected?
I kind of put her on the spot there. Are you comfortable with that?
I am. Also, there's at the bottom of that, speaking to the same thing, it does reiterate compacted waste, commercial compacted waste, and those are also 75 tons. So, but it's the same thing you already.
And it does state in the ordinance, too, that if we change the tonnage, the cubic yards will be changed as well based off of the tonnage of whatever we set it at.
So moved.
I have a question, though. Are we also including the $2 increase for the bags and cans as well as charging now for electronic universal waste and batteries?
Yes.
or just making the change to the tonnage?
Oh, it'd be everything and then the tonnage as well. So, am I correct on that?
So everything goes up $2?
No. Sorry.
The items that were originally no charge?
Yeah, like on page, for example, I'll plot it, like laptop was no charge and increased, and it would be now be $2. Mm-hmm. I believe, Mr. Rosberg, you need to speak best for yourself, but I believe her motion was to increase the 75s to 80, and everything else would also be as drafted in the ordinance, such as computers would be $2 rather than no charge. Am I correct, Mr. Rosberg?
Correct.
Through the chair.
Yes.
Point of clarification, the intent, though, is even though we've changed the $75 per ton to 80, if the scales aren't working, the charge would be $38.60 per cubic yard. Is that correct? That would change.
That would be changed, too.
In the cubic yards.
So the cubic yards, which state that it's based off of the 75, would be $8.60. There's a formula that's been in place for our department, so if the tonnage goes up, it adjusts the cubic yards, and then also if the scales aren't working, it adjusts that amount too by the formula that's set in place.
Okay, so that's going to go up because we put it to $80 instead of the 75.
Yeah, and it changed. Like, it'll probably go up to $8.80 a cubic yard.
Except we need to know the exact number.
Okay. And not prepared for this. I can give you the exact number coming, but I don't have it.
Okay, that's interesting.
Not prepared for the $80 change. I don't have the per calculations in front of me, except for
before we.
I guess the question would be, what would be the charge?
Joy might have it to her computer, so she might be able to
give me a second.
Assist.
And if we need time.
I would suggest that we take a 5-minute break and see if we can come up with the numbers.
Well, I could give a break. I'm going to go ahead and do County Service Area 4.
Okay.
You know, staff's not involved in that one. This is basically, Supervisor Organ, what you're doing is you're just asking a question to give me an educated guess of what you would want that fee to be. So, in regards to the Board of Supervisors, will recess as the Board of Supervisors and convene as County Service Area 4. Any public comment for County Service Area 4?
Showing none online.
All right. And then in house, consent agenda?
If I could, I just need to make a brief, quick comment that we did receive, and I scanned and emailed it to the board yesterday.
Yeah.
A letter from J.M. Cosner. And it's regarding this particular item on consent in the Hammond Ranch Fire Zone. He was requesting, I believe, to remove it from consideration and place it on the ballot. So, but I did send it out. It is included with this batch here. I've got copies if anybody wants to see them.
No, I got that last one.
I wrote it.
Yeah.
You did?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So wishes of my colleagues on the consent agenda, or
no. He does raise a question. That was anyone to respond to the email?
Really? Is that, to me, that was a question to the council.
Right. Take a 5-minute break.
Yes, we will be taking the 5-minute break.
That was the question I asked.
We are, for sure.
We are.
Okay. Thank you.